They smile their approval. Good medicine, Athabascan ancestors, Lake Minnehaha, their ancestral homeland. Good medicine, Athabascan ancestors, Lake Minnehaha, their ancestral homeland. Good medicine, Athabascan ancestors, Lake Minnehaha, their ancestral homeland. Good medicine, Athabascan ancestors. Oh, thank you, ancestors, for sharing one of thine upper Kuskokwim strongholds with me. These medicine words are barely out of my mouth when the keen realization comes a swirling up into my consciousness that it's been long since I've honored Athabascans in my daily meditation. It was all that bullshit racist bad medicine back in the village. It's finally been outweighed, yea, countered, and overpowered by the good medicine which I'm discovering such an abundance of in Swift Fork Wilds. Ahay. Ah, Athabascans. O ye, see these ancients looking out into the sunlight from where they stand in forest shadows. Yea, some things there are which are more clearly seen with eyes half closed, our eyelids heavy with dreams and spirit signs, ahay. Ah, see how these venerable ones appear to be blinded by sun dazzle. Behold the wide-eyed golem, his curious yet ever hesitant manner of peering out from forest shadows, yea, his wide-eyed silence doth serenade us with an eloquence born of the Pleistocene. Oh, see the riverbank wigwams huddled there at forest's edge, wigwams of old, oh, dimly outlined there in evening's magical shadowy dusk. See their frameworks of bowed spruce poles, their coverings, the tightly stretched hides of prehistoric moose and caribou. Oh, yea, with eyes half closed, you can still catch a fleeting glimpse of them there in an ancient evening's web of sunshine and shadows woven there by riverbanks, diamond willow, and speckled alder. And do you know, my son, just as the thought of honoring ancestral Athabascans flashed upon the pearly gray screen of my consciousness, yea, in that very same instant, the evening star looked in through ridge pole opening in eastward facing gable end of my wall tent. Ahay. Oh, that silent radiance, so soft and silvery, oh, tender and serene, as an ancestral smile which hath winged its way to me from the Pleistocene. Lake Minnehaha, Fall 2011.